Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from our narthex, or the lobby area here at church, next to the stained glass depiction of the Luther Rose. I don't know, a few years ago I talked about what the different parts of the rose mean in one of these, and I don't know if it's searchable, but it's certainly searchable on Google if it's not searchable within our Hump Day Hallelujahs. But the reason I'm standing here today is to talk about the fact that this Sunday is Reformation Sunday. And on this day, as Lutherans and those who are part of the Protestant churches coming out of the Reformation, all Lutheran churches and many other traditions will acknowledge the impact that the Reformation had on the Christian church throughout the world. Started in Germany impacted, really the world, and how we understand what God's desire is for us and from us, in particular in the church. And so we'll celebrate the Reformation this Sunday, and the biggest takeaway from the Reformation is that you and I are loved by God, period. And that love is an act of grace. God loves each and every one of us, period. We don't have to do anything to deserve that love. We could never do anything to repay that love. But God loves you, period. And you have been saved, given that love, by grace. No works you could ever do would ever justify the love that you have received. So in Lutheran churches, you will hear that quite often throughout the year, but especially on Reformation Sunday, when we celebrate, acknowledge, and remember that on October 31st, 1517, Luther posted the 95 Theses on the door of Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany, and really asking questions of the church and inviting the church, at that point it was just one church, the Catholic Church, into a conversation about some of these theological matters that had been raised and were part of how they were doing church together. And part of the legacy that Luther left, in addition to saying that, providing this pathway to God that doesn't require works, doesn't require any sort of confession through a priest or anything, that we each individually go to God with our concerns, with our sins, with our confession. In addition to that, Luther said the church should always be reforming. We're always in the process of change, or should always be in the process of change, corporately and individually, that we are being reshaped, retooled, reformed in order that we might better reflect the love that we have been each given and corporately given by God that we don't deserve. So my question, I guess, this day and this week is, how is God reforming, reshaping you? And I guess a question I have for our church body, and maybe you can ask in your church context, is how is your congregation being reshaped, reformed? Here, a little over a year ago, we added a second worship service and featured a more modern style of worship. And that continues to be a way that we are being reshaped, reformed here. It's been over a year, and we're still working out some of the kinks and the process for that, and really working out how we afford to have two worship services, because our numbers don't justify it, but we believe that in order to reach out and be to present the gospel in a way that's more relevant and in a way that communicates better to our neighbors, that's one of the things we need to do. How are you being reshaped and reformed at this time in your spiritual life? It's been good spending a little part of the day with you, and I look forward to seeing you in worship on Sunday. The tradition is to wear red in honor of Reformation Sunday. I'll be wearing a red stole, and if I don't see you Sunday, maybe I'll see you next Wednesday. Take care.